the hazor she putting on the mizbeach, it's with a tnai that it's only l'shem hazor if he's really a mitzvah. But if he's really only a nedovo, then this hazor is not l'shem hazor l'shem reich michoyach, but instead rather it's only l'shem or etzim, and that's muta. So now the Gemara still asks, even though he gave an answer l'shem etzim, and Agav Rashi speaks out, what does the Gemara say l'shem of l'shem etzim? Why didn't say l'shem better of l'shem mayim? Because that's l'shem the Kro, the pasuk talks about l'shem etzim. Therefore, we use that l'shem. Now the Gemara's question still, I eat the shirayim. There's this little bit Rashi says, a little bit that you ate on after you make the kmitza, a little bit of shem that you're adding onto it. So the question is, deboi milanayu, or some of the girsha mechlinu. In other words, Rashi says the question is, maybe it's only in the dova. So this extra shem that you put in, you're not allowed to use it. It knows the matonas of the mitzera is not matarit. You have to have a new kmitza. So how could you use the chura, the extra shem that you put in? And also, vika achpurto, to lekomitzal alayu. There's a little bit, that's part of the question. There's a little bit of shemen that you did not make a kmitzer on it. So how could you use it? So Moshe said the answer is the polikle. You have to be paid with enichnami. Rashi says, you have to say, im eni mitzayro, halug nadoka. If I'm not a mitzayro, this look should be nadova. Harimah shri safti shtalitzarach. What he ate at all was not for purpose. So mechul almois, that should be mechul on the money enichnami. You have to mechal that. Ah, you put it into a klishoas already. So Rashi says, no, klishoas is not mekachim. Elamidas, pejesh lo nitl v'teich halug. Therefore this has pigeon. The most was the question though, well, let's see, the Parak Lehechi, where will you pay though this little extra shema that you added into the lug? Igavoy koi, if it's inside, komayin chul nazar, the chur, it's only chulun right now. You're not mekadosh it since you don't need it. So it's all the chur, you're being mayin chul nazar. Like she says, kishu payda. But the question is no, when you payda it, well, metziyah lechulin nimtzayes Hashem et shechulin biyazara. As when you first pour out the vada, you makdish it. We're only saying that even though you put into a klishoas, it's not mekadosh or a klishoas aguf that you could be poyder it. But now, when you poyder it, if you poyder it in the base midrash yourself, after you're being poyder it, it comes out you have chulin biyazara here. I avroi elamai, you take it outside first and you poyder it there. Lechura if solei biyaitzei, as soon as you took it out of the biyazara, it has the psul yaitzei, so how could it be poyder it? Simon says, "Le'yelom gavoi." Really, it's inside. You point it inside. For chulin the mail of heaven, it's not cold. You bring it in chulin lazara. When you first brought it in, it was hegdish. Later, after you're being pointed it, after it becomes chulin, that's like happens by itself. It's not cold. You're doing it happens by itself. There would not be such an issa of bringing chulin lazara in such a type of a case. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. So the kitzur so far we answered exactly how you could bring this oshum on a tanai and how you could bring the lug also, the lug shemin, on a tanai. But now the Gemara asks the question of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one that said this. So Gemara asks, Rabbi Shimon himself says, a Gemara later, Gemara Menachis, that ain't misnag from shemin, that you're not going to bring shemin for an adava. So here's the question, how could you bring this lug shemin on a tanai to maybe make it an adava like a mincha? He holds you can't. Gemara says to kone gavrishani that here, since there's no other way out, you have a person at the suffix, whether it was a mitzvah or not, he has to bring this lug. So in such a case, even if Shimon is mekel, even the lady says not, mashma not mikir adin, but mishum to kone gavrishani. So Tosfos asks the question: Taima, idi raisa kamer of Shimon, and it's not been Shimon echishar mishum to kone gavro. If it's a real drashi, he says let him in the raisa, he can't. So how is it going to help you now? You want to be mistak on the person. The yoid kivun day misnadvin chumun gemurdein. Says lies by kasha. Maybe the shad maybe be it's only chumun with rabbanim. He says later it's only yemaylam and yemishum tikuni gavra. You're allowed to. But I call upon him places after for kasha and remains with a question. Now the gemur says yosiv rav ruchumi chay mid ravino vi yosiv ukama mishmei de rafuna bar tachlipa. He was sitting down and he was saying over alocha. In the name of Rav Huna bar Tachlipa, the name of, what I'm going to say like this, in the case that we just had, where a person is a suffix whether he was a mitzvah or not,
So we did not know whether he has to bring his Oshim or not. So why don't I say like this? V'neimo, Oshim zeh, yei Oshim toli, let this Oshim be an Oshim toli. But l'churi, you have a suffix if you were a mitzvah or not. So you have a suffix if you have to bring a korban Oshim or not. So let this go into the category of an Oshim toli. Trash l'chapra, suffix of Eresh Abiyodoi, Kreb Leza, Tiyem of the Krisis, Nisnaga Vodim Oshim toli, b'chol yoyin, Shein l'chodim, Shein l'aymid, the suffixet. So when you have a suffixet, you can bring an Oshim toli. So you also let this mitzvah that has a suffix, whether you have to bring it or not, let it bring an Oshim toli. So more chorim more says shemamina. I have a proof shemamina. Man tana the polagad the Reb Leza. Who is the tana that argues on Reb Leza and holds you cannot stamazer bring an Oshim toli? It's Reb Shimon. Goes according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon here says no. There's no way to bring an Oshim toli. You have to bring this Oshim with a regular chiv of an Oshim Mitzayra, just on a Tanai, then on the Tzad, you're not a Mitzayra, then it's only an Oshim, then it's only a Korban Shlomim. So Reb Lezer, Reb Shin is the one that argues, the Yomar that he says, Ein Misnadvin Oshim Toli, no, you cannot bring an Oshim Toli from the Dovah. Or Malay said back to him, Torah, Torah, Imri, Vedichri, Mechalfi Lecho. So Rashi says, we're meant to say Torah, Torah means Kolema. Heichin hoye Torah shlodim gogu kamoitzko. Like, where is your Torah? In other words, how could you say something like this? There's a big difference. Imri b'dichri komachalfa, you're making a mistake, you're changing around, and Imri b'dichri. What does that mean? Rashi says, Keves ben shenosai, a Keves, a one-year-old one, nichtav l'chor b'ayel ben shteshonim. You're mixing it up with a different type of a korban that has to be brought with an older one, a two-year-old one. Why? Oshim mitzayra, Keves ben shenosayu. An Oshim of a Mitzvah has to be dafka be from a Keves Ben Shenosei, a one-year-old one. V'yach yochlo le'asmes alov, v'yoshim toli, how could you say the other Eitzer, there should have been an Oshim toli, she'ne bo el ayol ben shteishonim, to bring an Oshim toli, that should have been the other suffix. Like, bring this korban. If you're an Oshim, it should be Mishum Oshim Chayva. If you're not an Oshim, if you're not a Mitzvah, let it be an Oshim. No, that was the question. Let it be an Oshim toli. In other words, that the Tanayim should be like this. You bring in one Oshim, and the Tanay is, if you are a Mitzvah, this should be for the Oshim Mitzvah. On the Tzad, you are not a Mitzvah, then not the question of why does Hashem have to say, on the Tzad, not a Shavi Yishlamim, let it be an Oshim Toli. If Yod, you could be Misnad of an Oshim Toli. So I wanted to say that, you see, Hashem argues, and Hashem knows the person cannot be Misnad of an Oshim Toli. Nothing more says back, no, there's no proof. Maybe really, you could be Misnad of an Oshim Toli. And if a person has a suffix, everybody has a suffix, whether we did a chet or not, it could bring an Oshim Toli. Why can't you bring this one here on that suffix? Because the different chiyuvim. On the tzad that you were a mitzvah, you have to bring an Oshim of a one-year-old one. On the tzad you want to bring an Oshim Toli, it has to be a two-year-old one. Therefore, it can't be the same korban. Therefore, even though Rabbi Shimon holds, a person could be misnadiv an Oshim Toli b'chol yayim. But still here, when you have to bring your Oshim from its Torah, has to be a one-year-old one, the other tzad cannot be an Oshim Toli. If Rabbi Shimon says, the other tzad is a Korban Shlom. Now the Mishnah says, Evrecha toyiz shenis avru b'ivri oila, pieces of meat of a Korban chatis got mixed up with pieces of meat of a Korban oila. So Rabbi Lezer says, Yitain lemalom, you should put it all on top of the Mizbeach. You're supposed to burn it on top of the Mizbeach. So the question is, how could you put the meat of the Korban Chatis? That's supposed to be eaten. You're not supposed to burn it. And since you already burnt the Emurim, you're over allowed for Baal Takiru. That's something you put the Emurim, the Shirayim, you're not allowed to burn. So true, the piece of meat that's the Korban Eilo is supposed to be burnt. But of course, the piece of meat that's only from the Chatis, how could you burn it? So Mora says, and I see it. In other words, you put it up on a Tanai, and you say like this, these two pieces of meat, the one that's really from a Korban Eilo that's supposed to be burnt, I have in mind it should really be burnt, the Shem HaTorah. But the other piece that's only from Bosra, the Korban Chatis, I have in mind it should be the like Eitzim. I'm not putting it there, L'Shem HaTorah. Here, if I'm not over this love, like we had before, the Chomerim, the Chomerim say though, the Chomerim, to Uber, to Ross, say no, just wait, like leave it overnight, until the meat has a psalm now of Nasir on it, and the Yotzla Vesa Sreifa, and burn it. Rashi says, why? The less blue rayon, they don't open this form of rayon, we see the michi burning on top like it's a piece of wood. And therefore, Ukrava Bechol Shemen Elishim, he, Baba Takiri, you're over this lab. Shigvari Murim, Kovu, Venasu Abosa Shirayim. Therefore, you don't have the Seitzim. Therefore, they say to not burn the piece of meat, to not do a lav to your dayim, but rather just like the Shevi Atafis Odis, just let the meat stay by itself, to not use it overnight, let it be too much rosai, then it'll become nicer, and then you just burn it. That's called an Aveira of Shev Hiatas. That's Odis, and doing the mice of burning it, which will be a lav of a Kumbiyase. Now the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer that he says, even though you have a piece of meat from the Korban Chatas, you let it put it on top of the Mizbeach, because on Makor the Pesuk says, Ela Mizbeach lo yalu l'reich nichoyach, true, that once you put Haktorah there, the Shirayim of it, you're not allowed to burn. But for what purpose? The Reich Nichoyach. So the Deik is, L'Reich Nichoyach, if you're putting up Shirayim to burn, L'Shem Haktorah, L'Shem Reich Nichoyach, that's allowed. But Iyat Tamal, you're not allowed to put it up. Avala Tamal L'Shem Eitzim. But if you're only putting it up there just for the purpose of burning it, not L'Shem the Mitzvah Haktorah, therefore it's Mutah. That's the Svar of Rebbe Lezer. Samara says, Rabbonin, what's the Svar of the Rabbonin? And they say, no, there's a lot even to put it up there, L'Shem Eitzim, because Rabbonin say, Miyat Rachmona Oysam. The Torah says, the Miyat over in this Pasuk, that Oysam, only these things, like the Mincha and Bikurim, who on the Mincha is the Heter, the Yatamala, you can't put it up the Shem Reich Nichoyach, but you can put it up the Shem Eitzim. Avalatamal L'Shem Eitzim. Avalmidiach Rinaloi, but something else, like a Korbin, like a piece of meat, there there's no Heter. So Rabbonin says, this Pasuk says, Oysam means, Rashi says only the Yasoro the Vashkoi. Like it says, Amincho and the Vash and Bikurim, there they have this Heter. But not on a regular Korban. So Rabbanan said, this Heter, L'Reich Nichayach, well, the Shem Eitzim is only said on Amincho or Bikurim, but not on a boss, not on a Korban. Rabbi Lezer, what Rabbi Lezer, the Pasuk says, Oysam, smash only on these, only on Amincho. Rabbi Lezer, Oysam, who, the Reb L'Chor Kevitz Kemizbech, is a Rebu over there that this love, not to burn it, is not only it pertains to the Mizbeach, but even to the Keves also, even to the plane going up to the Mizbeach. So this Chiddush, that the Keves is like the Mizbeach, that Chiddush is only on burning a Minchod or the Vash. But burning the Shirayim of a Korbin, you will not have the lav if you burn it on a Keves, only if you burn on top of the Mizbeach. That's what the Pasuk says, the word Oysam. But the actual Heter, that if you take a Boster of a Chatis, and put it on top of the Mizbeach, the Shem Eitzim, that applies even to a Korban, not only to a Mincha, but even to a Korban also. It says the word Oysam, that's the blessed Rosha. Oysam means that this Chiddush, that the Kevet is Kim Mizbeach, that only applies to the Mincha, to the Bikurim. Avonidiach Minalai, the Rabbonim, what do they say? No, Tanti Shema Mino. I hear two things from this. Oysam says to me it both ways, that true, the Chiddush of Kevet only applies to Mincha and Bikurim, but who didn't know Heta to burn it, the Shem Eitzim also only applies to a Mincha and to Bikurim, but not to a Korban. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanim. Now the Gemara says, Masnis now Mishnah is the like Yai Tana. It's not like this Tana. The Tani we learned. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Lenech Lekur Rabbi Lezer the Chachamim. There's no Machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Al every Chatis Shemis Arvo be every Oilo Sheikrevu. Let everybody agree you could, not like our Mishnah. They hold if a piece of meat of a Korban Chatis got mixed up with a piece of meat of a Korban Eilam, Pshita, there's a heter even according to the Rabbanim to put it on top of the Mizbeach. Since you're doing it, L'Shem Eitzim, it's Mutah. What's going to be if a piece of meat of a Korban Chatis got mixed up with Rozeya V'Nirba, with a piece of meat from an animal, Chulin, which is an Aveira to bring it for Korban, it's an Aveira to burn it, Rozeya V'Nirba, an animal that lived with a person, Shleikavu, that they're both, even if Lez agrees, he's not supposed to put these two pieces of meat on top of the Mizbeach. Aman Nechleku, where is the Machlokes? Al Ivre Oila Tamima, Shenisarvo be Ivre Balas Mum. Here's the Machlokes. If a piece of meat from a Korban Oila got mixed up with a piece of meat from an animal that's a Bal Mum, here's the Machlokes, can you burn it or not? Shreb Lezo Oima Yikrevu, yes. You're allowed to put both pieces on top of the Mizbeach. Since one has a Chiv too, you're allowed to put both of them. One's a piece of a Bal Mum, the Roy Yanil Amalo, Kibu Vain Eitzim. It's not considered like I'm burning the Balas Mum. It's only considered like I'm putting it there, the Shem Eitzim, but not the Shem Aktoro of a Bal Mum. So the Chacham say, no, lo yikuvu, you're not allowed to burn this. Since it's a piece of meat from a Bal Mum, there's no heter to put it on top of the Mizeach. Now the Gemara says, according to Rebbe Svora, Maishno Raveya Venirva, to loy Chazui, why do you say if this Korban Oila, the meat, got mixed up with the meat of an animal from a Raveya Venirva? Since the Raveya Venirva is not fit to be a Korban, you're not allowed to put it on the Mizbeach, even though you'd be Mavatel the Mitzvah of burning the Korban Oila. Why? Because the Evorim of the Raveya Venirva is not fit to be a Korban. If so, Balas Mum Namil Chazui. Even the piece of meat from the carbon of a Baal Mum also is not fit. You're not supposed to burn a Baal Mum. It's also not fit. So what do you say here? You are allowed to burn them. What's the Sforan of Blesh according to this Tanakh? So my answer is, Amar Rav Huna, the Dukin Shabayin,